Hello and welcome to the T3 election special podcast.
Yay.
On this week's show. That was slick. We'll look at the technology policies of the three main parties who may or may not form the basis of our next government. You've been voting for your own Hot 100 gadgets. We'll take a peek at the top 20 as voted by T3 readers. And meanwhile, away from any ballot boxes, what do you make of the Google redesign? Look hard enough, it has changed. And the next iPhone will shoot HD. At least we think it will. All that. And as much as our bleary eyes and sleep-deprived heads can manage. Speaking of which, here's two of them. Chris Smith and Mr. T3 himself, Duncan Bell.
Welcome. Morning, Dan.
Good morning.
How are you getting on?
Good morning. Good morning. That's my best Today programme. Yeah. Hello from Westminster type voice.
Chris.
Clearly it's a disappointing result in many ways, but I think we can forge forward.
I know, Chris, I was messaging you at 3:30 this morning. Did you make it all the way through?
No, I didn't. It wasn't long after that. I got the little pink on my Google Talk thing from you that I was kind of like fading away and slowly realizing that absolutely bugger all was going to happen if I stayed awake, so I might as well just go to sleep.
Yeah, it was so boring.
What time did you retire?
I don't know, probably about 2 o'clock or something.
Jeez.
I didn't get anything out of it really. I tried watching Channel 4's alternative election coverage.
I turned
coverage.
It to Channel 4 at one stage and it was some sex ed program. Which was interesting enough.
It was like Jimmy Carr and some other streak of piss, like making jokes about Thatcher as if it was like a satirical programme from 1985. And do you know what? I actually turned over to watch David Dimbleby because I thought David Dimbleby would be funnier. Yeah. That was my reason for turning over. It was so bad.
Like every Channel 4 comedy since Father Ted, though.
Well, I held out till my constituency was announced. Unfortunately, my constituency was announced at about 8:30, so that was good.
Mine still hasn't been. They've cocked it up, because we were having an election or a sort of referendum on should we have a local mayor or not, and for some reason they're on the same ballot paper, and now nobody knows whether people were voting for yes or no for a mayor, or whether they were voting for a candidate or something. So they haven't actually even started counting yet.
Oh, good. Yeah, so I've had an hour's sleep. So, I'm just great this morning.
You sound about as good as ever, Dan.
Yes, I imagine.
I wouldn't worry about it.
I imagine. Anyway, Doug, who knows what sleep deprivation could do to your mood. So is there anything you'd like to offload before you get back to bed?
Well, my God. Because I managed to ruin my phone last week, I've been using the Nexus One.
Just in case people weren't listening last week, you put your...
Well, I put my thing in the wrong hole, not the first time. I put the SIM card... No, sorry, the other way around. I put the micro SD card into the SIM card slot. It now cannot be removed by any means other than screwdrivering off the entire... And also, this one doesn't have like one of those nice little simple metal flimsy slots. The slot is like actually under a sort of rim of plastic.
Right.
So it's like, forget it,
so
basically.
You screwed it, basically.
I've knackered it, to use a technical term. Yeah, so I've been using the Nexus One. And, well, the Nexus One, it's like... Good phone, evil phone. When it's working, it's really good. I think it's as good as the Desire in many ways because you get a slight speed bump because it doesn't have the sense thing. It's got a better feel than the Desire. It's not, I don't think I really miss anything. I don't really use the social networking parts of what the Sense OS because I don't have any friends. So, so that's fine. But then it breaks down. It keeps breaking down. I think it was the one we took to the Gadget Show live and it's been handled by a lot of people. And everything they say about the Nexus One's customer care and, help is absolutely true. It's terrible. And it also, the Google's own thing is just a joke. It's just a message board with a load of people going, hey, dude, my Nexus One's screwed. What can I do about it? And somebody else saying, well, I don't know. So if you delve a bit deeper beyond that, and then you start to realize the limits of my knowledge, to be honest, because it being an Android phone, as opposed to a sort of consumer-type phone like a Sony Ericsson or Nokia-type thing, which is what I've usually had, or an iPhone, which has a very different fan base and also perhaps better designed, dare I say it. It's the people who know stuff about the Nexus One are proper geeks. So their suggestions are things like, oh, well, of course, you have to reboot it with a different flash
ROM.
Boot and then root it to a dev ROM, and then you want to use the fast boot instead of the... And I'm
and
just like...
Just get into the Linux kernel and... Then you can. Yeah.
So do you know what I do? I don't know why it works, but eventually, if you take the battery out enough times, put it back in again, press the button, oh, it doesn't work, take it out, try again, eventually it works.
Brilliant. Okay.
And then you're back to having a phone that's really good.
Science.
So I've been sat in the office all week going in between, oh, look at this. Look what I can do on my phone. It's quite nice. To, for f***'s sake, what is the matter with this piece of shit phone? That's basically been my week.
Against the wall again.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm going to ram a micro SD card so hard into your SIM slot, you'll be shitting data for a month.
Good. Well, thank you for
that. So that's been my week.
Yeah, that's lovely. Well, on to our top story. And it is the possible ramifications of election night for the future of our technology. All three of the main parties set out their stalls before the vote. If you Google Jeremy Hunt, soft porn, you may find him talking about the Tory Party's technology manifesto.
I thought
they actually launched one.
It'd be good, like in terms of funny names. If you had like a hung parliament, there'd be like a porno that was like well hung parliament.
Hey.
And you'd have, I thought of the names as well. You'd have David Spammeron, you'd have Dick Dick Smeg,
and then Ed Balls. Perfect.
Ed Balls, and then and then Gordon Brownstar.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
that's the kind of highbrow. Yeah, or just import the last Republican government from America, where they had Bush, Dick, colon for a while.
And then Palin.
Was there somebody else called?
Hilarious.
Colin Bum.
Mr. Bum.
I think Tony Bumcheeks was the Minister of the Interior for a couple of years, as it were.
Yeah, anyway. So yes,
what were we talking about again?
You can see Jeremy Hunt launching the technology manifesto. Let's go through some of the key policies. Labour. Now, we have had from them the Digital Economy Act, one of the dying acts of the Labour government. Mm-hmm. That could see illegal file sharers have their internet connection throttled or indeed shut off. Labour wants everyone to have at least 2 megabits broadband by 2012.
Woo!
With 90% of us to have super fast 100 meg broadband with 90% population coverage by 2017.
Good luck with that, guys.
Although, it has to be said, the telephone line tax that they wanted to bring in to pay for that had to be dropped before Parliament was dissolved.
It was. And also, I think I'm right in saying that was only ever to pay for universal 2 meg.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Yeah. The 100 billion megabit per second, 90% coverage thing was a bit like
a pipe dream.
Who can't literally, literally a pipe dream. The Tories at least had some vague. The Tories did their usual Tory thing of like, oh, we'll offer tax breaks to anyone who wants to run fibre optic cables.
One thing that, speaking of tax breaks, they did manage to squeeze in tax breaks for the games industry in their final budget.
Yeah, because the games industry needs more money, doesn't it? It's not like they're awash with cash.
It is one of those successful industries, isn't it? So maybe the film industry gets all sorts of bungs and it's now...
It's totally unsuccessful.
Yeah. The games industry is getting bigger than films, so why not?
The games industry in this country must be bigger than the film industry in this country already. I don't know. I mean, I'm, give them more money, it's good, brings in export, whatever, that's why I'm not a politician. But it seems to me, as soon as the state gets involved in anything, it always makes it worse. I mean, the British film industry used to turn out little gems occasionally, the odd good gangster film. As soon as everything was funded by the National Lottery, every single one was like King Sub, you know, Notting Hill romantic comedy. They're all called things like Sally Meets Quentin. It's just like...
That was good, actually. you mentioned a while ago the bile that's been spilled about the Digital Economy Act.
Yeah, the bloggerati weren't very happy about that. I mean, I it's difficult with things like that because there were so many things that were ill thought through in that, and it was literally rammed through Parliament in its dying moments. It doesn't seem to me to signal the end of the world as we know it. But it does. I don't know. I'm just always uneasy about anything where the government's getting involved in information control, and because I don't know, because I'm just
communist. They don't seem to get it, and the people they listen to are always the big industry types.
Yeah, but then the counter argument to that is, who do you talk to? The person who's downloading crap loads of free music and doesn't want to stop doing that.
But there are bodies, aren't there, for that? It's not just like the downloaders. There are kind of.
Various people were upset about it because it was basically saying, well, the people who supply the services are actually going to have to police this themselves, and if they don't, they could even be held liable. I think.
And also the problems with people getting accused who aren't, they've just had their IP address hacked or whatever.
There was elements of that as well. Oh, I don't know.
Is that gone now?
That's happened.
Because the problem
is it passed though?
It was passed. It was
really?
Passed. The problem with the Labour government's approach to legislation, and it may happen. The way this seemed to be worded, the fact it was so sprawling, tried to cover so many things, it can go two ways. It's so ambiguous that it's useless, or it's so ambiguous it starts to get used in ways that people never even imagined.
Unintended consequences,
like the anti-terror legislation, basically meaning. Yeah. You have to look over your shoulder before taking a picture of St. Paul's Cathedral now, and things like that, you know. And which way is it going to go, kids?
Well,
who knows?
Tories, as I mentioned, have a separate technology manifesto. They're also promising super fast 100 meg broadband. They have a guarantee that we'll be the first country in Europe to have 100 meg for most of the population.
I thought Sweden had it.
But they will rely on the market to spread it beyond the main cities. So no extra cash to get it to the countryside.
Tax breaks count as extra cash. I mean,
some BBC license fee money to help pay for that. It is expected to retain the games industry tax breaks and keep the contentious Digital Economy Act.
Yeah, I don't think they're not. They won't. I mean, I imagine
the muchness really between them and Labour. I mean, slightly different approach to rolling out 100 meg broadband.
I mean, the Conservatives maybe. Made a little bit more effort, paid a little bit more lip service to saying it's important that, you know, technology is an important thing, the creative industries, the digital creative industries are an important thing. Is there actually any more meat there? No. No, probably not. But they used slightly warmer words and seemed a little bit more enthusiastic about it.
Yeah.
What did the Liberals say, Dan?
Well, I can
You've
tell
missed
you.
Out the Liberals. I'm afraid I haven't researched this, so I don't know what they said.
The Lib Dems are actually, I don't mean to stereotype, but pretty vague on technology. The support for the games industry tax breaks, they're in there. And there is a sort of vague commitment to ensure universal broadband access. I'm quoting from the manifesto, and make sure that rural areas don't get left behind. But it doesn't really expand on that. They do, though, and I suppose this is the clear blue water or whatever between them and
clear orange
the Labour
water.
And Tories. They do oppose the Digital Economy Act. That was a load of Lib Dem activists started the Save the Net campaign, and they got it through the Lib Dem conference. So that is Lib Dem policy that they would get rid of the Digital Economy Act. They do say that they tackle the problem of illegal file sharing in an effective and proportionate way. Again, not really explaining how, you know.
I think it's just the use of the word proportionate, isn't it? I mean, yeah, of course, it's meaningless in legal terms. But it's just, I think the thing that gives everybody the willies is that maybe 5 years ago they might have downloaded a Metallica B-side, and maybe next week the police will kick down the door, confiscate all their computers and serve them, or, you know, and then a writ will land on the what's left of the doormat saying you owe us £10,000 for your nefarious activities.
Yes, proportionate wouldn't be a bad thing.
Maybe the Lib Dems, because they were suggesting like a sort of an amnesty for illegal immigrants, all the ones who are here. Yeah. Maybe they could say, "Well, okay, we're going to forget about all the illegal file
all
sharing you've done up to
on
this
your
point.
Hard drive now.
Yeah, you can keep that, but one yours. Any more Metallica B sides, and we're going to have to get medieval
on your ass.
Or if not medieval, we'll have to give you a very stern talking to.
At least, yes.
Send you a letter saying how annoyed we are."
So, I mean, those are the three parties.
Inspiring. I feel inspired.
Yeah.
Some more money for an industry that's already got crap loads of money. Quite like to have more broadband. That's it. Yeah, thanks.
It's basically, broadband, good, games industry, good.
Yeah.
The imagination seems to run out a bit there. I mean,
how do we pay for it?
Yeah, all three also kind of, pay some lip service to green technology
exactly.
And all that kind of stuff.
But that's all it ever is, though, isn't it? It's only ever lip service. Like, I think, if they're going to tackle digital piracy, why doesn't someone go after the sites?
Well, they keep on going after the sites. But the problem is, you go after...
Work. It never works, does it?
No, it's very hard. It's the nature of the internet, isn't it?
But we should be doing exciting things like producing fuel cells and, amazing new green technologies, but
if they were putting money into that, I mean, there isn't even a thing. I don't think anybody's really costed up and said, "Oh, we'll build a load more nuclear power stations because otherwise there might be no electricity to run new computers off of." Even it's all very well. We'll have the election and then we'll see what happens. The country does appear to be bankrupt, so don't want to. But we don't want to cause panic, so we're not actually going to say that. You
excellent.
Know,
well, I should ask, what would your policies be then? What would you Duncan manifesto.
What would my manifesto be? Well, that's a good question, isn't it?
Free See, once again, this is for why... everyone.
Well, no, I think funding power generation projects, okay, infrastructure projects such as yes, fiber optic broadband throughout the land,
and is it, then is it the government.
But I think above all, the government should butt out of technology, okay, where at all. It should facilitate people who know what the hell they're doing, yeah, to do it. And they should otherwise keep out of it. But infrastructure projects is what government should do.
100 meg broadband everywhere. Is it important? I mean,
not 100 meg. I mean, but that's the thing. It's like, but the thing with fiber optic is like
something like that. And we're way behind. You know, are we going to get left behind? Are we going to be in the dark ages here?
I think it would be useful to have faster broadband.
Faster porn.
Yes.
Excellent.
That's all
that's
I'm saying.
We can all agree on, I think. Yeah. Well, we don't actually know which parties will be in government after the horse trading, so we'll wait and see what happens there. Meanwhile, it's time to look at what else is happening and say, here is the news. The next iPhone looks set to shoot video in HD. How do we know? The iPhone 4.0 beta SDK released to app developers includes an AV capture preset of 1280 by 720.
Meanwhile, the iPad has outpaced sales of the iPhone, shipping a million units in the States in just 28 days. We're expecting UK pricing and the start of pre-ordering on Monday.
Just a few short days away. Google's got a new look. That looks a lot like the old look. Peer a little deeper, though, and you'll spot a left-hand navigation panel with options to prioritise social media content or limit searches to just shopping deals, images, or indeed videos.
I like your noise. Very nice. Those options change depending on what you search for. A search on a sports topic could return icons on the left for blogs and news, for instance. It seems to catch up with Microsoft's Bing, which has started to steal market share from the mighty Google.
Yes, and you've been telling us you like 3D telly, just not 3D specs. It was voted the biggest block to going 3D on T3.com.
But there's good news for Panasonic and Samsung telly owners, though. Samsung's confirmed they use the same active shutter technology in their specs, just the opposite way around to each other. So Samsung specs will work with your Pani tellies and vice versa if you wear them flipped upside down.
Great. What a brilliant solution.
That's a bit of a caveat on the end there. I was with you all the way until the very last four words of that sentence.
I saw it out of the corner of my eye as I was reading, and I was like, that can't be right.
So you can have a room full of people, not it's just true. Wearing stupid specs, but looking like Dennis Taylor.
How ridiculous.
Remember that snooker player with the big glasses like that?
How rubbish. Not only have, you know, the big TV manufacturers singularly failed to get together and just come up with a standard for this. Mm-hmm. Two of them actually have gone with an identical standard, and just to really just take the piss, They've made sure that they're switched around. So, you know,
yeah.
So I mean, the only way they would work together is if, you know, you wear yours upside down. I mean, it's just a nonsense.
If you want to talk about, like, government getting involved in something, like, stop that kind of shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, make it accessible for people and don't be dicks about it, basically.
Really. It is outrageous because, I mean, they can say, oh, we didn't really talk about it and it's just happened. But it's a cynical person is going to conclude it's clearly, so if you buy a Panasonic telly or a Philips, I'm not singling out any one, but a Philips telly, an LG telly, a Sony telly, when that telly breaks down, you're going to think, oh, I'm going to have to get another telly by that manufacturer because I've got all these glasses.
Yeah.
Rip off Britain, mate.
Yeah.
That's what that is. I'll tell you, whoever the next government is, wants to sort that out, mate.
Yes, anyway, time to see what you have been tweeting to T3DOTCOM. Duncan, as ever.
The hottest spot in the Twitterverse, the T3DOTCOM. What has been texted there is some very interesting things. Oh, here we are. Our man Brad Shaw says, finally got HTC Desire. Blame the ash? What does that mean?
For the delays, I'm guessing.
Oh, okay. Great phone, but very disappointed in the tinny speakers. Hmm. Interesting. Especially when compared to N95 8GB. Yeah, I'm not disappointed, or I don't really have an opinion, because I'm always quite surprised that it's become a thing, what the speaker sounds like.
Well, I'm
a little bit disappointed with society as a whole, that anybody even cares, because...
Because it's only teenagers on buses that use the speakers.
And people who like to make conference calls. Don't we all? But yeah, no, I'm still like, if I'm speaking to somebody and I can tell, well, you always can tell, can't you, that they've got you on speaker or whatever it is, I get very affronted. I tell them so.
Brad Short, are you the type to annoy people on buses?
Let us know, Brad.
Own up.
Or just doesn't like holding the phone next to his head. Maybe because of his tiny head. If he holds a normal-sized phone next to it, he looks like Dom Johnny.
Who knows?
Well, speaking of disproportionate gadgets, M.W. Hogg has tweeted to say, you would think it's April the 1st in response to our post on the hasty sat-nav is coming to the iPad. Where do you mount it?
Of course, yeah. Where do you mount the iPad in your car?
That is a good question. Yeah. Well, maybe if you drive like a truck.
It's going to seem. Perhaps, then that would work. You know?
Do you know what? I don't think that many truckers are going to have an iPad.
If you had a passenger sat nav, we were talking yesterday, weren't we, about annoying.
The etiquette because it does make it easier if you're the sort of person who has a sat nav but then insists that your passenger uses it rather than having it set up so you can look at it. So I suppose an iPad would be better for that because it would be.
Quite a niche market, really.
Yeah.
But I don't think this one's going to fly.
On the same theme, Sausage Snaffler, what a brilliant name, was watching the election along with us. Is that an iPad Emily Maitlis is using on the BBC election coverage? It's much bigger than I imagine. And just in case we were wondering, he adds the word joke.
I did like the touchscreen.
What on earth is he referring to? They're using iPads. And then I realised, no, he was actually... Emily Maitlis had a giant sort of comedy oblong touchscreen, which looked like an upsized iPad, and worked with very much the same functionality.
So, well, no USB ports, I noticed. Fail.
Epic. Excellent. Well, thanks very much for those tweets. Remember, T3DOTCOM if you want to get in touch via Twitter. Okay, Chris, it is that time. What have you brought for your Gadget of the Week?
Okay, well, today I've brought the Bowers & Wilkins P5 awesome headphones.
Which look pretty sexy, but then everything B&W looks pretty damn sexy.
They do. We had these at the Gadget Show Live a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, we've got to get these on the pod because they're really, really, really sexy. And they're 250 quid, but they've got this nice kind of little twisty motion type deal here with some nice metalage.
They're lovely. They've got a very nice weight to them.
They're a good. Yeah, they've got a good heft.
Clad and in leather and chrome.
I think I'm right in saying the leather is like something like New Zealand calves leather or something like that, which is my favourite type of leather. And then it's got the kind of chromed metal bits. Looks very swank.
What's slightly odd about these? If you look at them, and they look as though they won't surround your ears, the ear pads, because they're sort of ear surround stuff. And then when you touch them, the middle of the ear pads is so soft, the leather, that it sinks in and envelops your ear.
They are lovely.
These are sensual things.
They're really nice fit as well.
I don't even care how they sound. I want a pair.
They sound very nice as well.
They do. Well, nice. I was in my way to work this morning. I was listening to an album on some Sony noise cancelling ones, and I picked these up and had a listen. Same album, and it was just like listening to a completely different thing. The clarity.
I love that when you've invested in something and it actually really does make a difference.
Yeah, these are great. 250 quid, mine, but if you're in the market for a good pair of headphones, and
still they are lovely.
They fit so nicely that they're almost like noise cancelling because none of the sound escapes and nothing gets in either. So very highly recommend.
Beautiful things, very expensive, but. Quite gorgeous. Oh, well, thank you. Is there a review on T3.com?
No, but they made them into T3's Hot 100, though, which is quite prestigious.
Excellent.
B&W Digital also sponsored T3.
They did, thanks.
But those two things are not linked.
Well, speaking of the Hot 100, because we did reveal the T3 Hot 100 just a few weeks ago, really. But in the interest of democracy, given that that's the theme this week, we put the selection over to you. To vote in your own top 20, because, of course, this was decided by the T3 Mafia rather than readers. As they say on the chart show, we have a new number one, because the Apple iPad, which was, of course, the top of the Hot 100, is at number two now, a spot it shares with another climber, Project Natal. So, Project Natal up, iPad down.
So iPad effectively dropped from first to kind of third-ish, we can say that. And we have a new champion.
Yeah, what came, what's top now then?
Is the winner desire of this bout. Oh, he's ruined my... I was going to do a big Michael Buffer boxing thing.
Because I saw an earlier version of this when the iPad was still at number one, I think.
Well, the votes came pouring in.
Yeah, they came pouring in. Ah. So the desire's number one, Project Natal and iPad joint number two, and then the Samsung 9000 series number four.
Mm. So is the Desire really more desirable than an iPad? In terms of hotness?
Tricky. I mean, in terms of, I don't know, because everyone's got their own definition of hotness, haven't they?
Shows the way it's going, though. Like,
I think, yeah, I'd rather have a Desire.
Is the iPad already fading, even before it's launched in the UK?
I don't think it's that. I think most people would rather have a Desire than an iPad, but then again, maybe not. I don't know. I have no idea. I never understand how these things pan out.
Project Natal climbing, even though it's still not here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that by definition makes it hotter.
It may be.
That might even be why the iPad has been. Although the Desire obviously is also out, so this doesn't. There's no
it's completely.
The logic is hard to follow. But
I think people might be just a little bit like, I'm fed up of reading about the iPad now. I don't know about you guys. Like, I'm just really bored of it.
In fact, in this very issue of T3, we'll come on to that in a moment. But you've got a little column expressing something along those lines.
I think I was in the last one. Oh no, sorry. Yeah, I mean, yes. Yeah, well, it's good. Good to see democracy in action. I think on balance, I'd rather have a Desire than an iPad, so I'm all for that.
Okay. Yeah, me
too. As to whether it means it's hotter or not, who knows? But that's the fun of
You can check out the full 20 that you all voted in. In at number 20, just sneaking in, is the is it the Acer projector, the 3D projector? Yep.
I think it was about number 22 originally, so that's not a huge leap.
Up a little, but £600 for 3D, fantastic. And it's arguably, it's much better to watch 3D on a projector, a nice big screen.
Yeah.
Get it and close up to it.
You do have to buy your own 3D glasses, and they're active ones, so it'd be about £100. So. That I couldn't tell you.
Nicely done.
Yeah, so that, I suppose that does bump up the price by about £200 a throw, but there we are.
Well, I thought it was quite gratifying, actually, that, I mean, although things moved up and down and things, like, by and large, people seem to agree with the list.
There was nothing, it wasn't like the iPad was not even in there.
Yeah.
It was kind of the way that worked around. Is that they got the T3 readers didn't vote for their favourites. They
voted to move them up or down.
Yeah. So
definition, then the iPad could only go down.
It could have stayed where it was.
If nobody had voted for it at all.
Yeah, exactly. But there's no way it was going to drop out of the top 20 or whatever, but it's just nice to see it knocked off its pesky little perch.
It's right up there. Yeah. Okay, well, if you didn't vote, you can have a look and see if you agree. They're all on T3.com. And Duncan Bell is holding in his hands the latest issue of T3.
I have in my hands.
And which, as I say, he does go on about the iPad.
A document that guarantees peace in our time, and it's the new issue of T3. I almost said the new issue of T3.com. The new issue of T3, the paper version, has been out for about a week.
We still do
now.
One of those? Bloody hell.
It's doing very well. Mm-hmm. I believe one of the columnists has recently been nominated as Columnist of the Year. Very prestigious awards thing.
TV special on the front cover.
Yeah, we got absolutely crap loads of TVs because
some 3D television.
Got some 3D TVs. There's a massive group test of all the hottest new TVs, as well as everything you basically need to know about 3D television, everything you need to know about where HD is going with Freeview HD and Sky HD and all the rest of it.
And as if to prove its hotness, also on the cover is a HTC Desire and an iPad.
And a lovely lady.
How hot can you get?
Exactly. You see, we set the agenda, but we also follow the agenda, and the agenda is hot in every imaginable sense of the word.
Good.
I think it's another vintage issue. I know I say that every month. But
I like the cover. It's very vibrant.
Well, it's good timing as well. World Cup coming up. Probably lots
that was what that was the hook.
Yeah. For a telly.
If you're thinking of upgrading, and also everybody's seeing all these like the new, even if you're not that bothered about 3D, the new generation of TVs with LED backlighting, and
they're
the prices are coming down, the quality is going up. I'm getting just over enthusiastic.
We've made this point before as well. 3D TVs, they're really good. 2D TVs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that is the point we make repeatedly in this. There's also a guide to how technology is taking on terrorism.
Anyway, right, so you can see everything you ever wanted to read about the World Cup and televisions and iPads and HTC Desires in this month's T3, which is out now. But that is just about all we have time for. You can get the latest on T3.com. And as we say, that T3 is on the shelves. Till next week then, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.